Welcome back, Fire Tribe.
You guys Fire up? Tribe!
Right?
I'm the only one that didn't pull out something new at the start.
Let's respect
at the start of this podcast.
Listen, we're trying to build a community. I thought to myself, what can we do? Something nice, you know, kind of makes you think you're in a group, a little community, tight-knit. Fire group.
I like that.
Fire tribe.
I like that.
Tribes build fires. They cook on fires normally.
Yeah.
If I'm thinking about the right tribe.
Yeah.
So let's go.
Oh, you are. All right. So we're here today. We are talking chip strats. Topic of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about specifically chip strategies to employ as the season gets closer to ending. And we're starting to figure out some of that double game week, some of that blank game week madness. We're going to talk, I think, wild card. Then we're going to do free hit. Then we're going to do assistant manager. They may get mixed in, but those are kind of the big three we want to talk about. So we're probably going to revisit. I think we said we'll want to revisit this topic when we start to find out a little more after the FA Cup matches. We'll know a lot more about what's happening, but I think it's a good time to kind of review what's going on because it is pretty confusing, if I'm honest. Like, the EFL season is pretty wild.
Yeah, I agree.
And that goes down.
If I can just say something to our viewers / listeners
ahead of this episode. Well, ask them.
Can I talk to you guys real quick?
What the hell is that voice?
No, if you're like me and you're like dip with your chips and you want to dip your toes into the top ranks of FPL, pay attention to this episode. Okay? Pay attention to the chip strategy because we're about to hit you with some facts. Some unknown facts because we don't know what the matchups will be, but it's going to be a great time. So,
I agree. I feel like you didn't like the way I did it.
I didn't.
You want to do it yourself. Well, why don't you just do it next time?
I mean, we're dipping chips. We're apparently dipping toes. We've got unknown facts. I mean, what else do you want?
We can cook the chips on our new fire.
Welcome to the tribe, baby.
Welcome to the tribe. All right. So, without any further ado, I'm just going to do a quick review of kind of lay of the land, what's happening. Correct me here if I miss anything, guys. But
sure.
Game week 29, we have a blank. Aston Villa, Liverpool, Newcastle, Crystal Palace, all those teams have blanks because Liverpool and Newcastle have made it to the EFL Cup Final. Aston Villa, Liverpool, they had their double game week already. That was game week 25. We remember that very well because Gakpo played 0 minutes. So that was good for us. And then Newcastle versus Crystal Palace, they're going to get a double game week in game week 32. So that's the first one.
Those are all known facts.
These are all, yes, known this is all facts. Guaranteed. We know this is happening. game week 32, which we just mentioned, we're going to get to see Newcastle in that double game week. So they'll get Manchester United, and then they'll get Crystal Palace. And then Crystal Palace, who also has a double game week, they're going to get Man City, and then they're going to get Newcastle. Newcastle gets a home at home in those games. Crystal Palace gets two away games, unfortunately. So definitely something to consider because I know a lot of people are going to be looking to pick up some assets from those teams. And now this is where it gets a little more confusing and a little more up in the air because we really have very little idea what's going on.
Unknown facts.
In game week 34, we only have two confirmed Premier League games right now because the teams that are playing against each other have already been eliminated from the FA Cup. That's Chelsea versus Everton. That's Liverpool versus Tottenham. Those are the only two games at the current moment, I believe, that are guaranteed. Correct? I think that's correct. Correct me if I'm wrong out there. Let me know. Now, any team who's still in the cup in the quarterfinals, depending on how all of that finishes, that's going to tell us who has the blank game weeks in week 34. I think there's still, what did we say? There's 8 teams left.
And seven of them are Premier League teams.
So, you know, if you didn't know what the schedule is going to be, you can assume that potentially 7 teams are going to get blank game weeks. Is that what we're saying?
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the potential that you have 7 teams, which could equal up to 7 games.
Well, 4, but it would be up to 8 games.
Up to 8 games, right. So depending on how the quarterfinal plays out, the 4 teams that make it through, if they're all EFL teams, they may all get a blank, depending on who they're playing against. If they're not playing against each other, there could be 8 games, or 8 teams that are blanked in game week 34. See, even I get confused, and I have been reading over it all day. It's a lot to think about.
It's okay.
By the way, you said the only games that were confirmed in Game Week 34 that we know were Everton, Chelsea, and what was the other one you said? Wolves and Leicester?
No, Liverpool and Tottenham.
Yes, Wolves and Leicester is the other one.
So since the fifth round has ended, now we know Wolves and Leicester are going to play. Okay, so we have three games. Those are six teams that you can guarantee now, if you're trying to think of strategies, that you'll have those players available, guaranteed. It's pretty good teams in there. I mean, Wolves, Cunha should be back, hopefully, but
he's pretty much... Unless he wants to hit someone else.
He might headbutt somebody in the parking lot. Who knows?
Who knows? All right, so let's just dive in. I mean, I think we're going to have more of a conversation here, just because, again, tough to have too much strategy for some of this stuff, but... I was going to start with the ass man chip. I think it's a...
That's the most, in my opinion, that's the most confounding one of when to use it if you still have it. So, yeah, let's start there.
So I'm going to throw out my opinion on this one. You guys let me know what you think.
Yes, sir.
So we talked about it earlier, but I'm interested in Glasner because Crystal Palace gets that double game week, of course, right? You'd want to play a manager chip when you get a double game week opportunity. They are going to get Man City, and then they're going to get Newcastle.
Both away.
But potentially both those games are going to be table bonuses. Man City most likely will be. I think that's more in the realm of yes. Newcastle's a little more up in the air depending on how they do over the next couple weeks. So I'm interested in playing him, what would that be, game week 32. I'm interested in Glasner. Game week 32, you get both those games, and I think the next two games that they get
are Bournemouth at home and Arsenal away.
So they could have four straight games where he could get a table
bonus. It's likely three. Bournemouth are in 7th and Palace are in 12th. So right now it would be four, but three or four.
The opportunity's there.
On the flip side, if you played at game week 30, you could get Southampton away, then Brighton at home. And then
talking Glasner still.
Yeah. And then City and Newcastle. So it's kind of a safer approach to it. You still take advantage of the double game week, the potential table bonus, but you also get Southampton away, which is probably a win, and then Brighton at home. So I think there's two different ways you can go.
And that Brighton game could turn into a double because Brighton's in 8th, Palace are in 12th. So it's close.
Yeah.
Moral of the story is I think Crystal Palace has a lot of opportunities to get some big wins, but obviously that's the degenerate route, and sometimes I like to be degenerate when I'm playing fantasy sports. So that's why
I wouldn't say that's the degenerate route. I mean, it's the smart route, except for one detail.
You think that's the smart route, taking
what, playing Glasner when you both just said
to no, what I said originally.
Yeah, playing City, Glasner, Newcastle, Bournemouth, Arsenal.
Yes, you don't think that's a little degenerate?
No, it's four straight table bonus opportunities.
What if he loses every game?
Well, then you just...
Then you're a degenerate.
That's
then
the risk you take.
But if they win every game, then I'm a...
You're
genius.
Still a degenerate. You're a hero. But here's my issue with it is not like... I'd be willing to hedge my bet that they win. I mean, they only need a draw two to kind of make it worth it.
Right. Yeah. That's a big thing.
The issue with that is the blank game week in game week 34 and the potential doubles in 33 and 36. So when you play the assistant manager, you can't play any other chips for 3 weeks.
Yes.
And so, like, if we tackle Sean's scenario, let's say you play it in game week 32, if you are planning on, for example, and we'll get to this, using your free hit to cover for the blanks in game week 34, you can't do that. So you'd have to take care of that ahead of time. In that scenario, I know we talked about this. We think using the wild card sometime before game week 32, whether that's before game week 30 or 31 to set up your team for the doubles is a pretty good strategy. But if you did that, let's say ahead of game week 31, you'd have to set up your team for the doubles and use it to potentially avoid the blanks. Now, you'd get some transfers in there, obviously, in between.
Right.
So maybe your strategy is pretty viable, Sean. Just have to have a way, again, you got to take advantage of the doubles and negotiate the blanks. You probably could do that if you wild card ahead of it with some transfers mixed in there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess to your point, so you know, there's obviously a million scenarios, right? How many chips do you have? What are you trying to do? Let's say you don't have the wild card, right? Let's say you have a free hit. Would you play that ass man chip in that week 32? Or would you not be willing to do it because you know you're going to get screwed over?
And I don't have a wild card?
You don't have a wild card, but you have a free hit.
Would I do it?
You're saying 32?
So if you played Glasner in 32, then you can't use another chip until what, 32, till what, 35, right? So the blank,
yes.
The blank hit, or the blank game week, the big blank game week is already happening. And all you have is a free hit, but you can't use it anyways. So basically in that week 34, you'd have to set your team up with the transfers you have. In, like, if you have a couple transfers, you have to set it up way in advance. So do you think it's worth it to play it knowing that you are going to take probably a decent hit in week 34? Is it worth it to you?
I think 34, the free hit, if you have that chip, is a must.
But again, but if we're going with this strategy, you can't use it in 34.
Yeah.
Right, so then I wouldn't go with that strategy.
That's what so I... You don't think it's worth maybe a potential... Let's say in a scenario, no. I know I'm getting really crazy with this. You have a scenario where he wins all four of those games, and all four of those games are table bonuses.
Well, then it's worth it.
Like, if
just trying to get to where, like, what's worth it?
If I knew Isak was going to score 12 goals on his double game with 32, I would triple captain him there. Like...
Hey. Which, but my, I don't think I would do it, Sean, if I didn't have the wild card. And here's why, is because I think starting now, you could set up your team using only free transfers to either or take advantage of the doubles or avoid the blanks. I think it would be too much. I mean, everybody's team's different. So maybe you're sitting there, depending on who ends up doubling, you know. And you only need a few transfers. But I think taking advantage of the double game weeks is way too important to not be able to, you know, use a bench boost, use a triple captain, have a bunch of guys that are doubling. I think it's too important to, you know, not properly take advantage of that week. And so, like, if you don't have the wild card, I don't think I'd use it in 32. Just because I don't think you can properly take advantage of the doubles and also avoid the blanks. That's just my opinion.
No, I hear you on that. I hear you on that. So let's say you have all three chips.
If you've got all of the chips,
how are you going to use all three of those chips to end this season? Was that?
How do you dip your toes with those chips?
Dip your toes with those chips. I'm just thinking of you putting your bare foot in a bowl of chips.
Anyway, what chips are you talking about?
I'm talking about if you have the
sour cream and cheddar.
Woo! Doritos.
If you have the ass man chip, the wild card chip, and the free hit chip. And let's say you're going to use all three to end the season. What's the strat for you? Because we just talked about you're probably not going to want to use it game week 30. You're not going to want to start the ass man game week 32. So how are you going to play out all three of those chips? I think those are the biggest chips left. Obviously, you know, bench boost people may have. For me, that one's a little more up in the air just because you're banking on bench players. Like, it is what it is.
I have a thought.
Go for it.
Dangerous, but I love it.
You could, if you have all three, theoretically, let me make sure I don't mess this up, because after game week 29 and before game week 30, we'll know who's doubling and when and who the blanks are.
Truth.
So you could use your wild card before game week 30 to set your team up for the double in game week 33. Then you could activate Glasner in 31, 32, 33, because he gets Brighton, City, Newcastle, Bournemouth. Again, that's probably two definite table bonus opportunities with the potential for three or four. Then you also get Bournemouth and Brighton at home if you do it then. Then by game week 34, you can then use your free hit.
Yep. That was kind of what I was thinking about, too. The only problem with that is then you miss out. I guess triple captain wasn't in the mix here.
I didn't put triple captain in the mix. I mean,
you'd still get potential doubles in 36 where you could use it.
So you would have to hope for a double in 36 because if not, you're missing out on the potential Isak with double game week 32. But I think that is the best route if you have the ass man. And I think most people probably have used it. But if you haven't, I think that's the way to go.
That's the thing is, I think I'm assuming here if you started your team at the start of the season, you've probably used three or four of your chips. So I was kind of taking the three that I figure are kind of the most important. But yeah, I don't want to leave out the fact that a bench boost could be included here. A triple captain could be included. I know a lot of people used their triple captains already when Salah had that double game week. So
let me toss one more scenario out that it's totally different from these.
Okay, then I have another one.
Go for it, though. Toss it.
Imagine my just now.
Got it.
Well, then nobody would hear my wonderful.
Dude, I'm trying to get a catch over here, and you're trying to hit the man.
The only other thing I could think of is waiting until the last 3 weeks of the season to use your assistant manager chip. Makes it easy to use the other chips before that. You can use your bench boost in game week 33 if you wanted, when all the doubles are. You could, for example, triple captain Isak in game week 32 in their double game week. Use your free hit in 34. Then wait to use the assistant manager chip in the last 3 weeks, because you will hopefully get some doubles in there in 36. That's the only other thing at the moment I could think of.
Who has a good end of the season?
I don't know off the top of my head right now.
So,
but you are playing it. It is a little bit more risky because you just don't know what things are going to look like that far, you know, with only 3 weeks left in the season.
Right, it's all a bit risky at the end of the day. But no, I get your point. I don't know. I feel like City. I'm sure Liverpool, City, and Arsenal, I know they have the three easiest schedules. Some of that is due to the fact they're three of the better teams. But I'm sure if we look at their end of season,
yeah, I mean,
be an opportunity. It's not going to get a lot of table bonuses from them, of course. But,
yeah. You
know, I mean, on the flip side, right, you're saying it's a little unknown, fair enough. But, you know, what if you're coming to the end of your season and you're obviously competing with whoever's in your league and you say to yourself, listen, I need just absolutely bonkers points. Here's your chance to pick a random manager, someone who's going to get some chances at table bonuses, and rip it, right? Because now you're at an end of the season where you kind of know what you need to do versus for the rest of the season, you're just kind of going along. Everyone's got their numbers. You don't really know how it's going to end. That's an interesting thought to have that advantage at the end if you have to beat someone.
Go ahead, Phil.
I think 30 to 34, you have to take advantage of the bigger chips and forget about the ass man one, so... Triple captain, bench boost, free hit, wild card. Come game week 35, you risk potentially not having a double, but you have Crystal Palace, which has Forest, potentially a double with Tottenham and Wolves, and then Liverpool. Liverpool might already have won the league by then.
That would be a table bonus.
Table bonus for Glasner. You also have, I think, Brighton down there. Come game week 35, and they can have Wolves, Southampton, and Bournemouth double, and then Fulham. So I think there are options come game week 35 to activate your assistant manager chip and get potential table bonuses or just three feasible games. I think another one I'm seeing here is Everton has Ipswich, Fulham, and Southampton in a row. So that's another good opportunity.
That could be three wins in a row.
Yeah, so again, you might not get the double, but I think – your other chips, you can get a lot more out of them during the doubles, during that big blank week, than the ass man chip. And then you can...
Boo!
You have some good game streaks there for the ass man come 35. So,
listen, I don't want to take anything away from that take because, to be honest, you let that thing fall, and with all the professionalism in the world... Just continued that take, picked it back up like nothing happened.
You know what they say, when you're meant for this profession, you show it in moments like that.
Honestly, I mean, SNL.
So, like, subscribe, because I'm meant for this
profession. SNL, if you're watching, he's not that funny, but he can work under pressure.
Saturday Night Tribe.
SNT Saturday Night Tribe.
It's going to be our show once we blow up.
That's going to be our After Dark show, SNT. You heard it here first. Oh, that's hilarious.
So how do we summarize all of that we just said?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Dave,
you're our goat.
you're kind of our numbers goat. So maybe do you want to give it a shot at
what I would do if I had all of the chips? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if you had, every single chip. Yeah, let's say you had every single chip left in the game. How would you use them?
And unlimited dip.
Well, first of all, I'd knock over my mic. So this, I would say, in my opinion, if you have all of the chips left, including the assistant manager, I think I would wild card ahead of game week 30 once we know which teams are going to double and blank, and we'll know which week teams are doubling in. I think I would then use Glasner and Crystal Palace at the assistant manager chip starting in game week 31. Brighton City, Newcastle, Bournemouth, definitely two table bonus opportunities, and then two other potential bonus opportunities depending on where they are in the league table. That then opens you up to free hit in game week 34 to negotiate the blanks. It is likely some teams are going to also double in game week 36. If you're sitting there with your triple captain or your bench boost, you can use one of those to take advantage of the double game week. If I had all of the chips, I think that's what I would do. I think the assistant manager chip definitely complicates it a bit, but if you're trying to squeeze all the chips into the dip, so to speak, at the end of the season, I think that's what I would do.
I love that.
This might change in a couple of weeks, but
everything's up to change here. Yeah. But at the moment, we know what we know, and I'm with you on that. I like that.
I'm not, but we're good.
Okay, well, we can't end it with you saying that. What are you not good with?
Just go back to when I dropped the mic, rewind 15 seconds, and that's my my opinion.
That's okay. So,
keep that in mind. Those are the instructions for the best take
possible. I'll just cut those two together. Yeah. It'll be good. No worries. All right, well, that is it. You probably just noticed shorter episodes. We are going to do our best to keep it in that 20 to 30 minute range, I think. I'm going to try and do two episodes a week. If you're listening out there, if you're watching, leave some comments on the video. DM us, Instagram, X. And yeah, I don't think we have anything else.
And I'll just reiterate what you said is once we actually know which teams will double and when, we're going to do another one of these where we kind of build our own team and what we would do when we use that wild card to take advantage of the double weeks. Stay tuned.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, like I said, find us out there, Instagram, X, Twitter, YouTube. Subscribe, comment, like the video because it's free and we really appreciate it.
Sure is.
Doesn't cost you anything.
Leave a comment, please. We'd love to talk to you. We're trying to build our fire tribe, right?
Yeah.
Our nice community, our fire tribe. And with that, see ya.
See ya.
Bye.